Okay, the definition of true love is, like you said, you love ice cream, you love shoes. What's in the relationship? When you love ice cream, it's just a minute of pleasure, and what does it do? The real love is that there's some type of a interaction. There's a, maybe I, my English is not that good, but there's a, not common goal, but there's a give and a take. That's a real true love. An ice cream gives you 1 minute of good taste in your mouth. The question is, what do you love here? The ice cream? Or do you love the fact that it tastes real good and it makes you feel good? True love is that when you love something for what it is, but that thing is also giving back. So it can be with a husband, can be with a kid. And so much more so can be with God, because God is a give and take relationship. So the real love is that when whatever you love is not just giving you a temporary solution to something or something physical. Bechlal, anything that is physical, it's not, you don't like the physical thing. You like what the physical thing gives you. So if it's a movie, it makes you excited. You like the excitement, not the movie. The ice cream gives you good taste in your mouth. A good, I don't know, basketball player, whatever. You love what it gives you. So this is a, yeah. This is a more superficial love. But the true love can. But the true love is that what do you give to what you love and what do you gain back? There has to be some type of a giving and taking. How can you love him more? By meditating how much he loves you. And how great he is, and all the good things that he does to you. Most people, they don't see how great and good Hashem is to them, and they don't realize how much Hashem does for them. And when you meditate how much Hashem does for you, how good he is to you, and every little thing that happens is good, even though it seems maybe bad, it's still good. I'll give you an example. Yeah? But more than that, I'll give you an example. I have a student that a year ago, she's single, she met a guy from Los Angeles, and they started a relationship, and because of him, it dragged her to Los Angeles, because she thought maybe that's the one. At some point, it didn't work out. And for months, she was heartbroken. And I told her, no, this man drew you to Los Angeles for a reason. And sure enough, down the line, she met her real husband. So I told her, looking back, the first one seemed like such a bad thing, and you had to relocate and break your heart and this and, but he actually brought you here. So everything essentially is good. You might look at it and interpret it bad, but everything is good. Now, when you meditate on that, you see every little thing that Hashem does for you is beyond good. Just that we, most people, are blinded. And we're like, you know, we have a close friend now that is struggling with a disease. And my wife today told me, she's upset at Hashem. Why are you upset at Hashem? You know, everything is good. So when you really meditate how good Hashem is, you learn to love him more. And the more you meditate, the more you love him. The more you understand the essence of Hashem, that's why, you know, you have to learn. And the topic to learn is not Hashem's necessarily his rules. Rather, you learn more spiritual, the mysticism of the Bible and the Torah, Kabbalah, Zohar, whatever you can learn, Chassidut, because that's when you really learn the essence. What is Hashem? Hashem is not some tyrant in Shemaim with a sword waiting to give you rules and to make your life hard. So the more you get closer to Hashem, the more you will receive. That's how I felt with the light. The more I was in, the more I was able to receive this information.